The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Libre que te que barrando castique basu. La prete que barraca tu calibre ete basota. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Resurrection power for today is coming your way from Destiny House Podcast. Ikele broto repapa likete que baro. Today, the third day of July 2023. Resurrection power is coming your way. Resurrection power is here with us this morning by the grace of God, by the goodness and the mercies of the Lord. Today is the 185th day of the year 2023. In the year of our Lord. Li papa rakata kaba itele boshakaba li brokoto rababa lakata kabaya. As our signature, we are beginning by speaking in tongues. Shakili bakura li brokoto ribaba iteke bale ili papa leketeke barokoto kaba leketeke baro li pepeketeke barokoto kaba itele basho li papa leketeke balokoto kaba leketeke balo. Ile papa leketeke balokoto kabale le brokoto kabara babo shakaba itele basho. We thank you, 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 we thank you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We celebrate you, O Lord. We celebrate you, O Lord. We celebrate you, O Lord. We worship you, O Lord. We adore you, O Lord. Hallelujah. You are God. You are King. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be exalted. You have given us life to live again. You have given us a brand new day and a brand new week.
You have ushered us
into the second half of the year. We have entered into the gateway. The gateway. The gateway.
La Pakarabashata Kaba.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve.
We celebrate you, we celebrate you, we express our gratitude unto you this morning. Our Father, we say you are worthy of all our praises. Father, there is none like you, God. Father, you are the only one that deserves to be worshipped.
Hallelujah,
only one that deserves to be praised.
We thank you, 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 we thank you
We enter by the blood. We begin by the blood. The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood. We declare the blood. We declare the blood.
We declare the blood. We declare the blood. We declare the blood. We declare the blood. We declare the blood. We declare the blood. The blood. The blood.
We are cleansed by the blood. We are washed in the blood. We are qualified by the blood.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve! Father, we thank you for all that you've done for us, oh God. Deliver us, to save our souls. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for your kindness, for your goodness, for your faithfulness, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have been doing for us and all that you will always do for us, because you love us so much. We thank you, our Father.
In Jesus' name, amen. I say resurrection good morning to each and every one of us, precious sons and daughters of God. I welcome each and every one of you to Resurrection Power for today.
coming to you from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kutubadi Daniel Ebony Hotel. I especially welcome everyone. And this morning, I want to especially welcome our General Master Yor. In fact, thank you very much for visiting us yesterday. I understand, in fact, people like this, your time is something. And yesterday happens to be our communion day, our time, even though I wanted to pull some surprises. The Holy Spirit knew that my motive was not right because I wanted to prove to somebody. And that wasn't right. So he overshadowed me and decided to negate my plans. But you did very well to visit us. You're, in fact, one of the people whose words, few words, has really inspired me. Pastor, you can't stop this program. In fact, you can't stop more than 2 weeks. We can give you 2 weeks to rest, but it is 2 weeks cries too much. Pastor, please, this program, and I tell you, General, those words were very, very encouraging to me. And I thank you very much for your visit yesterday. Yes, and as much as many as are joining, your participation really, I mean, brings a lot of inspiration to us. Your participation brings a lot of inspiration to us. On the crossover, one of our sisters online gave a very fat envelope to one of our pastors to be brought to me. I mean, she's not a member, but she's a regular follower. And when I came home, I saw what was inside. I shouted. And then, in fact, she does this every year at this particular time. And when I sent a message to thank her and all that, she said, "You don't know. If you know the pit from which you are taking us out," those words, my sister, say, if you know the pit from which you are lifting us out of, you have no idea. I say, wow, we give glory to God. This is a great encouragement to us. Yes. Of course, we are also there to be criticized. We are also there to be, called to attention. Yes, we are also there. We are human. Yes, but when you are led by the Lord to do so, do it in the right spirit, in the right attitude, because when you have people who criticize you, they help you to actually become a better person. And we are always there for that. Yes, we are there for that. Yes, only that, watch the spirit in which you are. Even to each other, we should watch the spirit in which we criticize each other constructively to encourage others to move on. So this morning, once again, I welcome you. Yes, I welcome you to the gateway of the second half of the year 2023. July is the gateway. July is three gateways. The gateway into the second half of the year, the gateway into the third quarter, the gateway into the month of July itself. The gateway means that the way is opened. So you are already inside the gate. But then you must access all the rooms. So once again, July is my season or era of fruitfulness, productivity. And our theme today is my season, era of fruitfulness, productivity. Confronting foundations that challenge fruitfulness and productivity. Confronting foundations that challenge fruitfulness and productivity. I will say some general things about foundations, and then I will mention the foundation of David. Today, I want to finish on the foundation of David. Confronting foundations that challenge our fruitfulness, productivity, etc. Confronting foundations that challenge. We read that it is unto the glory of God in John chapter 15, that it is unto the glory of God that his disciples bear fruit. This is to my father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples, that you bear much fruit. Bearing fruit simply means becoming an effect, a positive effect, a positive impact. In fact, bearing fruit simply means that when you are not there, everybody will know that you are not there. Let me ask you a question. Is there any place you have never been that people felt that you are not there? Until people feel that you are not there, I'm telling you, it tells the kind of fruit you are bearing. Yes. That you are not there. In fact, spiritually and physically, do you know that one of the houses I lived, Mama's house, let's call it Mama's house, and North Kanishi, the lady pastor can testify. When we left the house, and she was chasing me, that pastor, you should leave. Our time hasn't come. We are left for about 1 year. But she said, it's okay. You have stayed here for so long. We've been there for 6 years. But because she couldn't operate her witchcraft, she couldn't operate. Please, you and I, that is why I am leading you. These words are impacting you. They are transforming you into what you should be. They are not just words. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. So we pastors, men of God, this is what we have been called to do, to impart you so that you become even greater than us. So if when I lived in the house of a witch and the witch could not survive and started begging me to leave, the same thing should be to you. Any place you enter, even when witches are gathered in, when everybody in your office, when they are all witches, the moment you enter there, they must know that somebody has entered. Because of the foundation of Christ. Say, I carry the foundation of Christ.
I carry the foundation of Christ.
And the foundation of Christ,
is fruitfulness.
Is productivity.
Is
result.
Is
greater work.
Is possibility.
Say, I have inherited. The foundation of Christ. It is a foundation. Of dominion. Of authority.
Of
power. Of glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What a foundation. You see, so that is exactly what we have inherited in Christ. In Christ, we have inherited the foundation. In fact, Christ is rooted in you and I. Jesus is in our spirit. He must grow and overshadow us, so that when we are walking, we are little Jesuses. We are little what? Jesuses. We shouldn't fear witches and wizards. No. Look, they are rather afraid of us. But do you know, because they know that we don't know what we carry, that is why they appear as though they are ruling and winning. I'm telling you, all the occult, all this, they are really afraid of us. That's why they use Patapa, Takashi, they pretend that they are fearless, but they are really afraid of us. That's why sometimes they attack us, they provoke us, they shout on us, our bosses and all that. It's because they are afraid of what we carry, because what is inside us cannot, is not causing them to operate well. So, bearing fruit simply means making an effect, being an effect, an impact. Your absence is really felt. Your absence is felt. Your presence too is felt. When we left Mama's house, the lady pastor is here. If I'm telling lies, We were there. When the woman herself and another tenant, what's the name? The woman who died. Another tenant, sister, something. Another tenant came. Sister Grace, thank you. Sister Grace came early in the morning. Why have they come? Pastor, when you were there, no thief. When we dry things, the things are online till morning. No thief entered there to steal anything. But the week you left, we dry things. By the time we woke up, the things were no longer online. You remember that? And other things have started missing in the house. Pastor, please come and we don't know what you left behind. And then the woman said, when she slept in the room, she had been seeing snakes, big snake in her room, big snake. So I should come and pray. So I went into her room. She doesn't understand English. So I said, you say, well, I should come to the bedroom. So I entered. So I started declaring. I asked, what is the size of the snake? Then she picked something and then showed me it's like this big. I said, hey, So yes, I've been seeing it. I said, let's pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, increase the size of the snake. Let more snakes appear in this room. Lord, increase the size of the snake. And she was saying, amen, 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 amen. I knew why I did that. A wicked woman who came to knock at my door. Leave, leave, please leave, so that I will be free. 4 a.m. Bang, 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 bang. Leave, so that I will be free. Leave, so that I will be free. I pray that everyone online, you get your own house. Amen. You'll be at a place where nobody will bother you. Amen. I'm telling you, it's not easy. We have experienced it. And so I declared, and she was saying, amen. 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 And then she said, Pastor, it's not finished. Let's go to the gate. The gate here too, I saw one. I saw one snake at the gate here. In the dream, I dreamt that one snake. I said, Lord, increase the size. Increase the size. He said, amen. 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 And I left. I left. Oh. 1 week after, she came and said, Pastor, I can't stay in the house. Now the snakes, they are too big. The one that are coming, in fact, when I entered the room, she pointed that, in fact, one appears under the pillow, and then she jumped. So I tied the pillow. I said, Lord, turn the pillow into the serpent. Turn the whole pillow into a serpent. The size of the serpent, when she laughed, I said, Pastor, I am going to tell her. I'm going to my children. I can't stay in this house again. I can't stay in this house. In fact, when I was leaving, I told her, I said, the day I will leave here, you two, you will not stay here. You and I, even though it's your house, when I leave, you two, you will not stay here. Truly, she couldn't stay there. She died in her children's house in Tema. That was where she lived until she died. This is what you call fruitfulness. Say fruitfulness. Spiritually, you must bear fruit. Physically, you must bear fruit. Look, your effect and your impact in your family must be felt. And that can only be done through what? Christ Jesus. It is only in Christ Jesus. Look, your physical talent and skills, they are important, but they can't take you far. I'm telling you, physical talent and skills. Ha! Hey, look, you think the billionaires of the world, world billionaires, the richest people in the world, we say that they don't worship God. They worship something. They worship something. I heard about a Facebook argument. Some of these, naturalists, when they are condemning Christianity, even some preachers, look at the billionaires. They don't serve God. But they are rich. They are billionaires. And we always, you get up, always you are in church. Always you are in church. Wasting time instead of going to work. Let me tell you. People don't tell you their secret. People don't tell you their secret. I am telling you. People don't tell you their secret. All the seven principles that you follow to become rich. Do this to become this. Do this to become this. All those things that you have been hearing on Facebook. The things they share free. Let me tell you. If they want everybody to be rich. If they want everybody to be like them. You think they want everybody to be like them? Oh, everybody has a secret. Oh, a secret they don't share. They don't share. That is why sometimes when they lure you into some secret cult, I don't want to mention, when they lure you, young men, young ladies, they lure you into some secret cult. They use words. This is just a group. This is just a group. We are just a group, a social group. I mean, to serve the society, let me tell you, they don't tell you the secret, the deep things. They don't tell you until you are well rooted, even in the cult. They don't tell you. They don't tell you. You think the richest man of the world will tell you what he does or worship? The current prime minister of is it Britain or whatever? Did you see what he did in front of his office? The Hindu thing that he went and performed there openly, to show the God that he worships. How many Christians can do that? Christian president, will he do that openly? People say China, they don't worship God. Japan, they don't. Chinese, they worship the dragon. Their sign is dragon, 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 dragon. And when they are doing their worship, are you there? When they enter their secret rooms, are you there? Behind every talent, behind every skill, there is an anointing. There is a power. I am telling you, there is not a power. There is an anointing. God wants us. In fact, the Holy Spirit just said something to me when I was late today. He said, July to December, a season of provocation. Provocation to break out of error foundations. Provocation. Provocation, July to December. Provocation to break out of error foundations. And the Lord said, I didn't want to do this. All. In fact, in my mind, with me, yesterday was just the last day in the next 3 months that I will ever hold a mic in the church. Yes, yesterday. I don't know why. I don't know. Holy Spirit, I don't know. But I said, 23rd, organize an impartation service. And the words I have given to you to impact my people for your 60th birthday, release them on 23rd on them. The battles you have won, they should win them. The enemies you have conquered, they should also conquer them. I said, wow. And he said, declare July to December a season of provocation to break out of error foundations. Provocation. God said, my servant, I am, God said, I am pleased with you because you are breaking my people out. Look, do you know why? Don't worry about the foundation of David. Do you know, brethren, do you know why we are not witnessing? Do you know why we are not telling people about Jesus? We are bound. I am telling you, we are carrying foundations. Look, you need food to eat. You need a place to stay, accommodation, whatever. Then you go out and tell somebody Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Just look, it is a happy person. I'm telling you, it's a happy person that goes there and shouting, look, Jesus loves you. Give your life to Jesus. That is what a testimony. How can a hungry man A hungry man. How can somebody without a job? How can somebody whose marriage is not working well? How can somebody whose business has collapsed go and tell people that Jesus loves you? Jesus, we can't do that. We beg you. It's not easy to do it. I am my Lord Jesus. It's not easy to do it. It's not easy. Lord Jesus, please, I'm telling you. It's not easy unless you cause us to suffer and do that. Hey, we need to see him in our lives. Then it is easy. Look, when I'm driving my car and I stop at my place here, where the weed smokers, I stop. I greet them. Always, do you know, I greet them always. I'm making friends. I'm always. Sometimes I stop and I say, how are you? Did you go to church Sunday? Then you see them, they will begin to turn their faces and then one particular one will be talking. While one is talking to me, others will be running behind the kiosk. You know that kiosk? They will be going around. They don't want to answer that. Supposing I am hungry. I will be thinking about my stomach. When your stomach is making kurr, 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 then you go and tell somebody that Jesus loves you. Even the person may hear your stomach making noise. And you say, look at the noise. Hear the noise in your stomach. And then you are telling me that Jesus, I should come to that Jesus. That will make your stomach, I mean, look, you don't know. We need to bear fruit. Yes. It's easy. I am telling you the truth. It's easy to tell people about Jesus. When your foundations have been liberated, say liberated. Say liberated. Somebody should write it from. Say from today. I am living with a liberated foundation.
With a liberated foundation.
A liberated foundation.
Liberated foundation.
A liberated foundation.
Liberated foundation.
My foundations.
My foundation.
Must be liberated.
Must be liberated.
Must be repackaged.
Must be repackaged.
Must be reset.
Must be reset.
My foundations.
My foundation.
Must be liberated.
Must be liberated.
Must be redeemed.
Must be redeemed.
Must be repackaged.
Repackaged.
Must be reset.
Must be reset.
Must be revived.
Be revived.
Must be healed.
Be healed.
Must be delivered.
Must be delivered.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
So it is to the glory of God. God, I mean, the glory goes to God when we are bearing fruit. That's what John 15:18 says. Look, when you are increasing, is it this year? When did we dedicate about 4 brand new cars? Is it this year? I think this year.
Yes.
This year, I've dedicated 4 brand new cars, Tierraba, for members of the church. Tierraba. Come and see how, I mean, the throne. How the father was standing on the throne. Come and see. I felt it within me. Oh, the joy. So such a person. You are a managing director, chief executive. Look, you can easily organize all your workers for prayer. No one will say, I will not come. You can talk to them about Jesus. Because you are in the tier rubber. You can tell them when you serve Jesus, he makes your life be better. Because they can see. They can see. They can see the evidence. Look, July to December, God said it's a season of provocation. Say season of provocation. Say season of provocation.
Season of provocation.
To break out.
To break out
of error foundations.
To break out of error.
To break out of error foundations.
To break out of error foundations.
To break out of error foundations.
To break out of error.
To break out of error foundations.
To break out of error foundations.
Say any error foundation I have inherited. I break myself out.
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 I break myself out. Error foundations. It's an error. You know, in Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, that scripture, that Solo wrote. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, from verse 5. There is an evil I have seen under the sun, the sort of error that arises from a ruler. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. What are the powers we are fighting with? Principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world. Rulers of the darkness of this world. Spiritual wickedness, all high places. So you see a ruler here. A ruler. There is an evil I have seen under the sun. The sort of error that arises from a ruler. A ruler. Fools are put in many high places. Fools are put in many high places. The fool here is talking about the fool here is talking about those who are not serving God. There is a scripture, I think, is it Psalm 14? The fool says in his heart, Psalm 14 verse 1. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. So the fool here is talking about those who say there is no God. According to Psalm 14 verse 1, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. The fool says in his heart, there is not no God. So he's saying that there is an error. That those who say there is no God, the fools, are put in many high positions. Many high positions. They are ruling. The globalists. Look at them. They are controlling the world with the agenda. Now they are saying Christianity is obsolete. Yes, Christianity is up. They are doing everything to kill Christianity. Look at them. Say, fools are put in many high positions. Why the rich occupy the low ones? So the rich here are those who are rich in Christ. Say, I have seen slaves on horseback. They are supposed to be our slaves who. People don't have Christ. They are supposed to be slaves. Are put on horseback. Why princes go on foot like slaves? The Bible said that you are a royal priesthood. A royal priesthood. But a royal priesthood is walking on foot. This is not talking about natural car. Look, he's talking about the fact that people who should really enjoy life and be happy, they are not. But people who should not, they are rather. That is the error. Error foundation. Somebody should write it down for me. Error foundation. No. July to December. Provocation. Kayakata. Error foundation. Say it is an error. Say it is an error. For me to be barren.
It is an error.
For me to be in this situation.
It's an error.
You must end well. You must have a better job. Oh my God. Do you know that the Bible says that for God, John chapter 3:16, what does it say? Thank you. When things are too much in your head, even kindergarten scriptures cry, you forget them. This one is kindergarten. You know, when you go to the first scripture they teach for mercy. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten. You see, Jesus came to redeem the world. He came to do what? To redeem the world. First, he redeemed the people. So you see, Jesus has provided the foundation for redemption. Theologians, my professors online, Jesus came to provide foundation, the way for what? Redemption. That through him, I am the way. We are redeemed. But then he also redeemed the world itself, so that any system that brings him in, that system is redeemed. But for now, the Bible says that the world is still not redeemed. People are still not redeemed. It is not automatic. That's why you must accept Jesus. And after accepting Jesus, you need a will. You need faith. Your intimacy with what? The Holy Spirit. And then there was one I left. The word of God. The word of God. Human helpers. Human authority. Spiritual authority. You need these things to assess your new foundation. What I'm doing this morning, I am helping somebody. And let me tell you, we want to pray. I may not even go to David. David, we are almost finished. So don't worry. You see, say here on earth, the first statement God say here on earth, you can change anything that you want to change. Here on earth, in Christ Jesus, you can change anything. You can become anybody. With your will, faith, intimacy with the Holy Spirit, the word of God, and submission to human helpers, spiritual authority, eyes. Look, you can change your condition. You can change your condition. That is where the serenity prayer is a philosophical prayer. Serenity prayer. It is philosophy. They are good words. I am not against it. But it is not biblical. That God grant me the serenity, not knowing that it is on my Bible case. So serenity prayer is on my Bible case. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. This is philosophical. There are two things you cannot change. Your height. Even height, God can increase your height. Do you know that? Do you know that God has increased people's height? Oh. Even your height. Haven't you seen people, miracles that people with short legs, the leg is straightened? Haven't you seen it? Even dry bones, then they come back to life. There are six scriptures I am going to give to you, not today. Look, when you keep on meditating on those scriptures, you will never cry again. I am telling you, before you realize, miracles are around you. Things are just flowing. Things are just flowing. I'm telling you. So, this one is a philosophical. You can't change your parents. Nobody selected parents. So you can't. So let's take it that these two things you cannot change. What else can you not change? You can change anything. Paul said in Philippians, is it 4:13? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things. And when you read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32, you see, these things should provoke somebody. Provoke somebody. Yes, provoke you. God said, July to December, provocation. People must come out. You must come out and stop becoming a slave to prophets, a slave to people, a slave to do this direction here, do this one here. Do people have done direction. Oh, look at Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 32. These people should have accepted the norm. But they broke out of error foundations. Hebrews 11:32. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouth of lions. You see, this Gideon. Do you know Gideon's foundation? Gideon's foundation was error and negative identity. Negative, even his name. His name means wood cutter, firewood cutter, the one who cuts firewood. Eh? Yes. That's the name that the father's God, Baal dictated the name for the son Gideon. But when the angel met Gideon in Judges 6, how did the angel address Gideon? How did the angel address Gideon? Mighty man of valor. Mighty, King James said, mighty man of valor. Mighty warrior. Mighty, you see, that is who Gideon was before God. Gideon was a mighty warrior, a general. You see, angels always address you by who you are before God. That's why sometimes when God mentions a name to me, when he calls me something, honestly, God, please, I'm sorry, forgive me. This one is human foundation. Honestly, I don't believe. I'm telling you, I doubt. Because when I look around, when I go to places and I'm being celebrated, yesterday, one of us came to my office. I mean, a very objective brother, Jonathan, one of them. I respect him so much. I mean, he will tell you as it is. He doesn't play with, he doesn't pamper people. He's one of the people I listen to. He will tell you, Daddy, no, this one you didn't do it well. This one you didn't say it well. This one, so say, this, if I, you are, yesterday, when he walked into my office, he said, Daddy, the things he started speaking to me. Say, Daddy, you don't know who you are. You don't know your level. That guy is very spiritual. I'm telling you, I need to train him. His prophetic ministry must come out. I'm telling you. His prophetic ministry must come out. Yes. He started speaking things. And I was looking, I said, hey, is it true? Say, you don't know. You don't know. You see, the same way you who is listening to me, God has a name for you. He has a name for you. From July to what? To December. The real name, your real name before God, it must come. I say it Amen. Must come. Not Gideon, but a mighty warrior. A mighty warrior. So you see, look at that. You see, they quench the fury of the flames and escape the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, Paul, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned, they were sawed in two, they were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in the caves and holes in the ground. You see, it is describing the foundation that people broke out of. Or the foundation they inherited and they refused to compromise. Look, don't compromise your foundation. Take a stand for God. I say, take a stand for God. Mm-hmm. Say, July to December.
July to December.
I am taking a stand.
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 Let's look at the last scripture and then we'll pray. Don't worry about the foundation of David. Don't worry. Foundation of David is still, we have almost finished it. These are general words on foundation. Look at Isaiah 62, verse 4 and verse 12. Look at how the foundation is changing. Isaiah 62, verse 4 and 12. It says, no longer will they call you deserted. They used to be called deserted. That was a foundation. A foundation of desertion. Say foundation of desertion.
A foundation that
caused people to leave you. I'm telling you. A foundation that caused good people to come around you, and they have suffered it before. Deliverance, we have suffered. Good people will come. I mean, people have come. That God, they come to tell me, look, I dreamt that I should come here and serve and be a blessing. 3 weeks, they are gone. 3 weeks, at most 3 months, you won't see the person again. You call the person, oh, excuses, you see, so-so, finish. They have come, oh, desertion until I started dealing with foundation. Foundation of desertion is an error. You see, it is a, is it not the foundation of inconsistency? Foundation of inconsistency, the characteristics.
Yeah.
When good things don't last, that's, you see, it is connected. Inconsistency, good things, they don't last. Desertion is that you will no longer be called deserted or name your land desolate, a foundation of desolation, but you will be called Hephzibah. Hephzibah. Hephzibah means my delight is in her. Hephzibah means delight of the law. Delight of the law. Delight of the law. Say, my name is Hephzibah. Say, my new foundation in Christ is the delight of the Lord. Is the delight of the Lord. I am the delight of the Lord. See, but you will be called Hephzibah, and your land Beulah. Beulah means married. Married. And when we talk about marriage, you see, when we are praying against, let's say, the foundation of barrenness, don't think that you, because you have children. We are not only barrenness, we have spiritual barrenness. So we have financial barrenness. We have career barrenness. So when we are praying against barrenness, don't keep your mouth shut that, me, I already have children. Look, you can have children, but you are spiritually barren. You are financially, economically, in career, in your business, you are barren. Yes, nothing you touch is producing. So here, Bila means married. So when we say married, don't shut your mouth and say, but I'm already married. Marriage is attachment. Attachment, yes. It means that you must marry wealth. Say, marry wealth.
Marry wealth.
Marry riches.
Marry
good health.
Marry good health.
Yes.
And then when you go to verse 12, this is a revelation for somebody. They will be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And you will be called sought after.
Amen.
The city no longer deserted.
Amen.
Oh my God. Hey, we can change the foundations. You know, foundations, they influence your mindset, your thinking, the way you think. Your mouth, your life, your perception, the way you see things. It's your foundation, you know. It's your foundation. I'm telling you. When today, people like Papa Oyedepo, Papa Adeboye, Papa Uma Opai, look, when they talk like God. This man in South Africa, what is the name that we used to watch? Mutula. Mutula, that will be done TV. Mutula talks those days. We don't see. I don't know whether he's still alive. He was an elderly man those days. They made one. Look, people. God has people. Oh, TKC, Thy Kingdom Come TV. That they don't make noise. They are, yes. Look, the real people are underground. This man talks like God. He talks like what? God. Do you know why they can talk like that? Because of their new foundations. They have allowed their new foundation in Christ to so much overshadow them, so that what you see as a hindrance, they don't see it. They don't see it. Do you know that God doesn't see your problem as a problem? Eh? You know that God doesn't see. When the Israelites got to the Red Sea, what did God tell Moses? He said, why are they crying? Why are they crying to me? Move forward. Oh, if it's me, I'll ask him. So please, are you telling me that you can't see? You can't see what I'm seeing? Because that thing is of no consequence. There is a prayer I'll be praying now. Satan, you are of no consequence. Satan, today is the day. Look, the sun is shining. Did you, were you able to stop the sun from shining? Were you able to stop the night? Get out of my way. Get out. Get out of my way. If you can't stop the sun from shining, if you can't stop the night, who are you? Get out. That's the level God is bringing us. And very soon, you start operating in some levels. Look, we want to pray right now. I hope by now you are getting provoked. You are getting provoked. Look, you can change something. I say, change something. Change your condition. I say, change your foundation. Your foundation must be a redeemed foundation, a liberated foundation. Yes, a reset, a repackaged foundation. Let me tell you, when your foundations are shaking off, look, July to December, two things should happen to our foundation. July to December, either God himself will visit with an earthquake or he will send an angel. Because in Acts chapter 16, verse 25 and 26, when Paul and Silas prayed, God himself visited the prison. That was why his visit was what? Preceded by what? An earthquake. And the foundation shaking. Doors open. Chains fell. But when in Acts chapter 12, Peter was kept in prison and the church prayed, God responded by what? Sending an angel. So you see, God's presence coming or an angel, any of them, it must happen. Amen. Say, my Father in heaven, I am provoked. They should not remain intact. Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of
this
Jesus
second
Christ,
half of the year,
the second half
July
of the
to
year,
December,
July to
I
December,
break out of the foundation of error.
Of the foundation of
error foundation.
Error foundation.
Error foundation.
Error foundation.
Error foundation.
Error foundation. Error foundation.
I break out. I break out.
I break out.
I break out. I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out. I break out.
I break out.
I break out. I break out. I break out. I break out. I break out. I break out. I break out. I break out, 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 I break out,
I break out,
I break out, I break out, I break out,
I break out,
I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out,
I break out,
I break out, I break out, I break out,
I break out, I break out,
I break out,
I break out,
I break out,
I break out,
I break out,
I break out,
I break out,
I break out,
I break out,
I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, operating in my
error
life,
error foundation,
operating in my
error
marriage,
foundation.
Error foundation,
operating in my career,
operating in my career,
operating in my business,
operating in my
error
business.
Foundation,
error foundation,
operating my finances,
operating in my
error
finances.
Foundation. operating in my relationship,
operating in my relationship,
operating in any aspect of my life,
operating in any aspect of
with
my life,
with Christ.
The blood of Jesus
Christ. I reject by the blood of Jesus Christ,
by the blood of Jesus,
and by the Holy Ghost fire,
by the Holy Ghost fire, I detach myself from every error foundation.
error foundation, every error foundation,
every error foundation,
every error foundation,
every error foundation,
every error foundation,
every error foundation,
every error foundation,
I detach myself by blood and by fire. I detach myself. I detach.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit just said I should do this for the sake of those who are joining. Yes, we have been treating this foundation, and then our main scriptures have been Psalm 11 verse 3, Psalm 11 verse 3, Psalm 82 verse 5. In the New Testament, we have Romans chapter 7 verse 21 to 24, Ephesians chapter 4 verse 20 to 25. Yes, we are talking about, and then Romans chapter 11 verse 16. Now, those who haven't heard this foundation message before, yes, just go and read Psalm 11 verse 3. When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? In fact, when you read it in different versions, it's so interesting. You see, when the foundations are being destroyed, when they are being destroyed, or when they are destroyed, what can your righteousness do? A faulty foundation begets a faulty life. Please, the happiness in your life is your foundation. It's your foundation. Foundation are natural settings that we have inherited from our ancestors. I'm saying this for the sake of somebody who joined. I mean, I don't know, the Holy Spirit, I'm obeying you. Yes. So we have dealt with things. So go back and listen to our podcast and then you understand. But in Christ, we have inherited a new foundation. But the old foundations are still living with us and fighting us. And because we were born in our old foundation, it's like we are more attached to the old foundation than our new foundation. It's like Christianity is a new thing. You know that? Like Christianity is a new thing. Yes, it is actually a new thing. Look, that is why I can tell you, why am I so passionate about spiritual things? Sometimes my friends ask me, why do you like warfare? Why do you always, you are praying? Even when you are sleeping, you are speaking in tongues until you fall asleep. Because it was through tongues that I encountered Christ. It was by speaking in tongues that I saw the power of God. Because what my tongue speaking did to my grandfather's powers. Yes. When I got to know, I know how powerful that man was. What are you talking about? The man who doesn't walk more than 200 meters, he will disappear. I mean, I was with powers. But when I accepted Christ and I started speaking in tongues, and the elders call me, why did you make your grandfather fall down? I haven't seen him for 3 days. Listen, that story. Look, when I got to know, they warned me, stop speaking that language. I said, tongues, rakatokaya. Hey! They started falling down then. I was then 15 or 16 years old. From that time, I got to know that there is power. Let me tell you, you can only be a fire Christian by encounter. I am telling you. Even pastors, you can only be a fire pastor by encounter. If you have not received an encounter, you will just be a conventional Christian. They take church as a social gathering. It is an encounter that encounter the appearance of Christ. Either through his word, by prayer, the encounter you have, that is what positions you well. I am telling you, that's why this program is to produce an encounter. After praying, you feel something, you know that you have encountered
God. That is what makes you a better. That's what makes you a victorious Christian. I'm telling you. That is what will make you serious. All Christians who are not serious, they are Christians, but they are still living in the heart. They haven't had encounter. They haven't had an encounter. So it is encounter. This program is meant to give us an encounter. From this week, you must have an encounter.
Amen.
And your Christianity will change.
Amen.
Say the mighty name,
of Jesus Christ.
In Christ Jesus,
I have inherited
overshadow me. My new foundation in Christ. Take charge of my mind. Take charge of my soul. Take charge of my spirit. Take charge of my mouth. Take charge of my lifestyle. My new foundation in Christ. Take charge of me. Take charge of me. I put on my new foundation like a garment. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Do you know how you put on your new foundation like a garment? The word must be in your mouth. The word must be in your head. Your mouth and your head. See every situation in the light of God. There are 7 scriptures that I will be giving, not today. But I can tell you, the Lord himself gave them to me. He said, look, meditate on these scriptures. You will never fear. You will never see problems the way you see them. Look, you'll be encouraged. Let me just give you one. Number 17, the whole number 17. I think there are 8 verses. When wooden rod staff was sent into the temple, and overnight, one of them has become a fruit-bearing tree. A fruit-bearing tree. If wood can become a fruit-bearing tree overnight, that is the God of what? I will check the book where I wrote it. We want to pray right now. In the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Let my new foundation Overshadow me. I put on my new foundation. I speak. There is no shame. There is no disgrace. There is no disgrace. There is no death. I therefore declare that is no sickness and disease. There is no sickness or disease. There is no cancer. There is no diabetes. There is no sickness. There is no death. There is no disease. There is no sickness. There is no disease. There is no sickness. Let my new foundation. In Christ. In Christ. There is no death. There is no death. There is no disease. There is no sickness. There is no disease. There is no sickness. There is no disease. There is no sickness. Let my new foundation. In Christ Jesus. Overrule over rule. 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 Overrule over
in heaven.
You are the God who answers prayer.
You are the God who answers
prayer. To you, I have prayed.
To you, I have prayed.
And I want to say.
And I want to say.
I thank you.
I thank you.
By faith.
By faith.
That you have already answered
me. You have already answered me.
I celebrate you.
I celebrate you, Jehovah.
Lord.
Lord.
Answer me.
Answer me.
So that I can testify.
So that I can testify.
And win souls.
And win souls.
How can I win souls?
How can I win souls?
With problems around me.
With problems around me.
How can I tell people?
How can I tell people?
How can a sick person?
How can a sick person?
Tell people about
Jesus. Tell people about Jesus.
How can a poor person?
How can a poor person?
Tell people about Jesus.
Tell people about Jesus.
How can a jobless person?
How can a jobless person?
Tell people about Jesus.
Tell people about Jesus.
How can somebody who is borrowing?
How can someone who is borrowing?
Borrowing and borrowing.
Borrowing and borrowing.
Tell about Jesus.
Tell about Jesus.
Father.
Father,
it is difficult.
It is difficult.
It is difficult.
It is difficult
for us to witness for you.
For us to witness for
until
you.
Until
you change
our foundation.
Our foundation.
It will be difficult.
It will be difficult
for us to win souls.
For us to win souls.
It will be difficult.
It will be
for us to tell others
to tell
about your goodness
about
and mercy.
Your goodness
we
and
want to experience it
we
first.
We want to experience it.
We want to experience
we
it.
We want to experience
physically.
It. Physically,
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 in our condition,
in our condition,
in our situation,
in our situation,
not spiritually alone,
not spiritually
for spiritually,
alone, for spiritually,
we know
we know
that your death,
that
death, and your resurrection,
is eternal.
It's ultimate.
It's complete.
It's complete.
But physically,
help us.
Holy Spirit, we open up.
We are willing.
We have faith.
We have faith.
We believe in your word. Have mercy on us. Help us.
Help us.
Help us. Help us, Lord.
Yes, Lord
Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
By the grace of God, we'll end here today. This week is 60th celebration, 60th birthday celebration week. So we are gathering for a documentary on Wednesday. We are also gathering on Friday. Let us all pray. I read something to the committee. It said it is not my celebration. I didn't bring the book here. It is a celebration. It is a happy welcome to a new season. The words are happy welcome to a new season for all of us. It's a new era. And in fact, what is going to generate or what is going to, when you plant a seed, what is going to germinate out of this celebration is not a small thing. We are not celebrating man. You are not celebrating me. We are actually celebrating God. I am not God. But God just used this for us to celebrate something, for revival to break out and break forth. So let us all pray towards it. And then let us all plan. Let us all pray. Because I tell you that something good is going to happen. And it has already started happening.
Amen.
I usher you into the gateway of a new foundation.
Amen.
I usher you into the gateway of the foundation of fruitfulness. The foundation of productivity.
Amen.
The foundation of result, greater
Amen.
Works. The foundation of dominion.
Amen.
What has never worked must work now. What is not working well must work well. What has never been must be in your life.
Amen.
Observe your circumstances. Observe your dreams. Observe the little changes. That is how it begins. Be conscious of things around you. I wish you a blessed and a pleasant week and
Amen.
Day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
Amen.
May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
Amen.
And when the roll is called among those who have testimonies, your name and my name shall never be missed. I see something good happening to somebody. It is happening to you and it is happening to me. Shalom, God willing. Wednesday, Friday mornings, we shall have a shalom. Peace.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.